Hello and welcome to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. This is my lovely Charlotte.
And this is my lovely Paul.
We're here to enthrall and tantalise you in the UK swinging scene.
The positives and negatives of our beautiful community and help to correct many common misconceptions about the swinging lifestyle, from the purely social aspect of the scene to the damn right sexy and obscene.
And with 10 years on the scene, we feel we can take all you newbies under our wing and show you orally all the wonders of the scene, if you're brave enough.
Hello there, and welcome to our second official little
bonus
episode. Yes, and we're going to talk about our own experiences once, because the last two episodes have been a bit more about general knowledge about swinging.
Yeah, it's been a bit cut and dry, and we feel we need to add a little bit of spice.
Yeah, a little bit of spice. So we're going to discuss the weekend we just had 3 days ago at Eureka's, and yeah, we're going to explain in as much vivid detail as we possibly can just how wonderful it was.
How our little bit of life is different, but so much better than others.
Yeah, well, vanillas.
Yes.
That's where you're going with that.
I know.
Because not others that goes to the club, they're okay. Yeah, so we went on a Saturday, didn't we?
Yes.
And it was absolutely rammed.
Yes.
When we got there with people.
Just so if anyone's listening to this in a couple of weeks or a couple of months' time, This is the weekend where we're all sweating to death.
Yeah.
This is the heat wave.
Really hot. Yeah, really hot. We've actually just come back from a 5.5k walk, and we both just had cold showers, didn't we?
Yes, we.
It was so hard. We've got to get fit. That's what we're trying.
Yeah, we got to look our bit best.
Look our best, yeah, but it's mainly for the heart. The heart, people, you know, because we're not getting any younger.
Get that endurance going.
Yeah, get endurance going, yes. Obviously, I mean, I've personally had issues of anxiety before in the past and hadn't really anticipated.
Yes. We rocked up at the club and it was rammoed.
Yeah, we didn't help. We got there quite late.
Fair play to the club. It's Pride weekend and they did their best. And
it was amazing.
they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
There was live music.
Yeah.
We treated ourselves to two nights in the cabin up there.
Yeah, two nights in the cabin.
Saw some old friends, had a good natter. A couple of, well, I'd say nice meals, but we basically just lived off the barbecue. But
yeah,
still.
The barbecue, yeah. To be fair, what it was, I'd booked it. Now, if you want to get a cabin up at Eureka's, people, you need to realise you have to pre-book a good week ahead of when you're going to stay, because it gets so busy. We actually spoke to a lot of couples that evening on the Saturday night who was kind of gutted because they wanted to get a cabin, wanted to stay, but they really couldn't because they'd all booked out. So please make sure you book ahead. Yeah, but the Saturday night wasn't actually that busy. A little bit disappointingly quiet.
Well, to be fair, the clubhouse was so hot.
The sun
had been beating down on that roof all day.
Literally.
You could spend about 15 minutes in there and you were
that.
Just baking.
We went in an attempt to dance because we went to Eureka's the weekend before, didn't we?
Yes.
And we stayed in the cabin one night the weekend before. And it was so much more cooler, wasn't it?
Yes.
And we had a good old dance and a chatter in there. It literally was, though. It was literally 10 minutes in. It was seriously...
Yeah, it was sweltering.
Really hot. Luckily, though, the cabins are quite cool.
Yes.
The cabins are lovely.
They have lovely accommodation at Eureka's.
Yeah, it's beautiful accommodation.
You have your
just
own,
what you need.
You have your own little cabin in the woods. It's quite
beautiful.
Romantic and sexy.
Yeah, and sexy. And there's the prospect of other couples in cabins metres away from you that you can, you know...
Make friends with.
Social distancing, of course.
Yes. We all respect the social distancing.
Because, of course, at a nudist/swingers club, priority is, of course, is to social distance.
Yes.
But as
we are dealing with COVID the best we can. Yeah. They have tape barriers up everywhere. Everyone's
keeping to the arrows.
Stay the 2 metres separate.
And I don't know of you out there who are listening to the BBC report that came out 2 days ago that was issued on their website about the social distancing and about having sex and how you should wear a mask and change your position so you're not actually directly facing each other.
I think there was an awful lot of taking the rip in that statement, but still.
I can't believe it.
We've
What's
all
going
to be
on?
Sensible.
Yeah, but yeah. So got there on Saturday and we got there a bit later because I had a kind of couple of days before that with my tooth.
Yes, your toothache was killing you.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems with my teeth for about 6-7 years. So I had a wee bit of infection in my mouth. I haven't majored and I'm abscess, but antibiotics were kicking in nicely.
Yep.
Just as we arrived, it didn't kill the weekend. But we got there at what, 2:30?
Yeah, something like that.
2:30.
And we ended up parking in the woods because both car parks were full.
Yeah.
But again, it was lovely. There was plenty of distance between everybody.
Everyone's keeping to their bubbles.
Yeah. Thank God the swimming pool was open, because honestly, it was like 36 degrees and we just all needed to cool down.
Yes, so the swimming pool is so lovely in that heat. It is just what you need.
Just perfect.
Just a cool...
Both sunbathing fields were relatively popular. Lots of little bubbles, talking to lots of little bubbles.
It was really actually quite nice and refreshing to see the lower field, as it were, in quite active form. So with the two separate fields you have at Eureka's, you have the upper field, which is kind of the nudist, the naturalist field.
Yes, Eureka's is a naturist resort.
Yes.
They do hold adult parties.
Yes.
They do hold adult parties, but generally they abide by naturist requirements, so you do have to be respectful when you go there if you are a serious swinger, not just somebody that likes to
sunbathe naked. Yeah, because there is a difference.
Yes, and you'll be shunned by naturists if you try and join a naturist site as something else.
Absolutely, and Paul has a lot more experience in this on me, because he was actually brought up a naturist, wasn't
he? Yes, I have the joyful experience of spending most of my young life until I was 16 naked.
Yeah, he did.
There are obviously the lower field at Eureka's, which tends to be a little bit more open-minded about what you can do in the field during the day.
Yes, the lower field. You have the couples line, which is ever so interesting. So there's a line. They've cut it off a little bit towards the end of it. So imagine a massive rectangle-ish size.
Yeah,
and they've got the couples line.
They've halved it.
So for you spontaneous expeditionist couples out there who just want to be watched, you know, you just want to, you know, fuck each other passionately with that lovely sun beating down on you. Maybe under an umbrella, you know, beautiful day. And there you see the wanking dead behind the line.
Lined up on the
behind
line.
Behind the rope. Wanking.
Enjoying the view.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to love them.
Got to love them. So yeah, so there is that separation there, so you don't actually have to worry about getting...
Pounced on,
yes, by, you know, the occasional man come up and go, well, can I join in?
Yeah, they can be a little bit overwhelming to the new, so we...
But they do usually do as they're told.
Yes, they're lovely people. Yeah. To be fair, I've never met a not lovely person that is a swinger. We tend to be all very respectful. So, we were there for the day, Saturday.
Yep.
And we enjoyed the sun, had a few burgers, had a few drinks, and generally enjoyed ourselves and chatted to some nice people.
Yeah, my anxiety slowly got a lot better.
Yes.
Within a couple of hours, I felt at home again. I felt relaxed and comfortable in my COVID rolls, as it were.
Yes. Your beautiful curves.
My beautiful curves, yeah. I had a couple of decent conversations, a few people, but then, of course, we got ready in our cabin.
We got dressed to impress.
And didn't we look impressive?
Oh, we looked good.
We looked gorgeous.
If you look on Fab, you'll see exactly how
Fab,
good we looked.
Or TikTok.
Yes, or anywhere else you can find us, really.
Or Instagram.
Yeah, or anywhere else you can find us,
Twitter.
Really. You social media muggity. See, I can't live without my life being in part of the paparazzi.
Excuse me, I do most of the admin for this.
Yeah, I know. We did
the blog? It's all you.
You.
But to be fair, I'm better at writing, bless him, because he's an architect and the most intelligent person I've ever come across. But the...
Can't spell for shit.
Yeah, so...
Saturday night was lovely. We chatted to, I think, 3 or 4 couples that night.
Yeah, we had a lovely conversation. We were a really fit, straight couple, which was kind of disappointing.
Well, disappointing for you.
Yeah.
Because you fancied the pants off her.
Yeah, and thanks to that awful experience in Bournemouth a few weeks ago.
Might be listening, and we're very sorry for that evening.
If you are listening, yeah, we absolutely loved the social bit of it. It was just the 45 minutes upstairs in the bedroom that was almost torturing me.
You can't be locked in a sweet shop and say you can't have.
Exactly, I'm very boy, so I only want to taste. Do you know what I mean? If I can't have it, it's kind of that reverse psychology thing around addiction, isn't it? Because it's not there, you want it even more.
Yeah. So. And then there was another couple turned up that we'd met a couple of times before. They came over to the cabin and we all had a natter outside the cabin and a chat.
Yeah,
that was fun.
A natter? Don't you remember what you did, Paul? What did you actually do?
That was later.
No. I'm talking about as we got ready and looked rather dashing.
I was showing off.
Yes, you got all of our clothes that we had taken with us for the weekend.
But I was cleaning it. I couldn't work out what to wear.
You were putting them all out on the bed in front of the couples, doing a...
I was just being the queen bee that I am.
You are. You're a beautiful queen bee and wouldn't change you for the world. So, yeah, our getting ready to go up to the very busy club. Consisted of a good hour chatting to another couple.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
That was nice.
Her arsehole tasted lovely later on. I've got confused. The couple that we were talking to when Paul was getting out all of his awesome different outfits wasn't the actual couple that he was originally thinking. You were thinking about the really hot mixed race lad, wasn't you? And the really, really fit hippie bird who was sitting on the porch, drawing over me.
Yes.
I'm with you. So it's hard to... It's one of the reasons why I keep a diary, you see. You know, you have two, three couples chatting to over a 3-4 hour period and you kind of zone in on one for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, it all kind of moulds in that this one moment, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we ended up, after we'd been up to the club for a bit and had a couple of drinks, we all...
Had a bit
went
of banter.
Back and sat on the porch outside the cabin and just talked and exchanged stories and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it rocked on to about 11 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
And we went for a wander. The stars are out and we went down the bottom field.
Oh, no, you've... Yeah, so basically, after we chatted to the original couple, the really hot guy and the hippie bird that we've been showing our outfits to, that was when I put the stockings on and we did our hair and we went up to the club. So we decided to go back to the cabin, and just as we were about to kind of call it a night, the other couple appeared.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Yes. And we started talking to them for a good 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe even a bit longer. Then that's when we decided to go down to the field for a midnight liaison down in the...
Well, just for now, see
what's orgy field.
Just see what's going on.
Yes, of course. And just as we appear through the woods, as the woods separate into the... We saw what appeared to be glow sticks.
Well, there was...
Moving quite...
I think I'm... Suspiciously. I'm describing it as two very kinky stick men.
Mm.
There were a lovely couple we ended up talking to later.
Who
had taken a bag of
those
thin glow sticks you can loop into a circle.
Yeah.
And they'd promptly covered themselves head to toe in glow sticks and were, well, making the beast with two backs in the middle of the field. And you could just see the outline. It was quite beautiful.
It was actually really beautiful. To be fair, I actually felt like I was in a Chemical Brothers.
Yes.
Chemical Brothers music video, could you not? So, yeah, so... Yeah, after a bit of banter and watching them, I very politely went over, as they were quite happily making love under the moonlight, and said, "Don't suppose we can sit here and watch you, can you?" And he was like, "Yeah, thank you ever so much for asking. Of course you can." So we did. Yeah. I think you went off to get a blanket from the cabin, didn't you?
Yeah, I think you sent me up for some supplies.
And some booze for the other couple
who
had bought the booze. She wanted a drink, so we got the booze down for her. Yeah, that's when it all kind of kicked off down the field.
Yeah.
A bit of fun.
It was all, well, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit playful.
A bit playful, yeah. I had some nice pussy, so
yes.
I was quite happy.
You filled your boots.
I had a lovely a suck on a big black cock. Then I tongued her ass for a good 3-4 minutes while she was fucking me.
Yes.
And then I licked her pussy.
Yeah.
And she had an impressive wand, a rechargeable wand on the clitty. So I was kind of fighting for the dominance for a clitty.
Yes.
Between the wand. Making my tongue go. Funny.
Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz. Buzz. This was whilst the other couple that were fucking it to us. Do you remember what the couple turned out to be though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They host parties. They're a bit more Fet Life than they are.
Yeah,
fab
a bit kinky,
but
BDSM.
You know, we do have to message them because they wanted to do a Skype call so we could do a joint episode.
Believe it or not, the day after, the Sunday morning, they were still there. We actually went, we fucked next to them on the down on that field again and saw them in the pool. And we actually was going to ask them to come and do a podcast episode in the cabin with us to promote their parties.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had
live music
on at the club and you don't need that in the background.
No, it wouldn't have worked, would it?
No.
Absolutely not. Shame.
But yeah, so we called it a night at about, well, I don't know, midnight. Maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe two?
Yeah, I think it's more like three.
Okay, maybe three in the morning.
Three, yeah.
And we all went back to the cabin. The pair of us went back to the cabin.
Yeah, the pair of us went back to the cabin whilst the other two couples remained in the field. And we got bombarded by a lovely, older, very bi gentleman.
Well, he was a part of a couple.
He was part of a couple. Well, yes, he was part of, I think, a fuck buddy couple.
Yes. Well,
with another
lady. It's still in a couple.
Yeah, a couple, yes, of course, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And he was desperately for a bit of us, and, well, I think we were a bit fucked out at that point.
We were definitely fucked out. I was absolutely exhausted. I mean, with the heat and antibiotics kicking in my tooth infection and the anxiety earlier on in the day, I was, honestly, I'm not 22 anymore.
Yeah.
Neither are you, Paul.
I mean, I was polite. I gave his cock a sock.
Well, Well, I was just about to say, explain it vividly what happened. Oh, before I do. Go on.
He was a little inebriated. He said, definitely had a drink or two.
Oh, definitely a drink or two. I'd say a good bottle or two.
Yeah. And came over, and then he started chatting to us. I was in my altogether as usual. And he decided that he wanted to play with my penis. Which
he just started ranking it, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
And I think,
in fact, I often encourage it.
Yes, and his exact words were, if I do remember correctly, they were, I've never sucked a cock before, but I quite like playing with them.
Yeah, and then he soon undid his I've never done one, and definitely yeah. and definitely did one.
Yeah, and then got down on his knees. Yeah.
And then I returned the favour, and it all was good.
Yes, of course, but of course he was very
I think he saw more of a sort of imperative to some more fun, and we kind of saw it as the end of the evening.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't mean to do that, but we did kind of carry on fucking in the cabin.
Yeah,
with
but
doors
we had our reconnection sex.
Yeah, we love our reconnection sex. It's one of the most beautiful part of a swinging,
yeah,
as it were.
And then we snuggled up in the cabin and promptly went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then we got up about sort of 9 o'clock ish on the Sunday and had another lovely day on the field and in the pool and
yeah,
chatting around with people and generally messing about.
Yeah. You had a couple of interactions, shall we say, with a couple of couples that didn't particularly materialise or anything. I think I kind of scared the other couple that we met through Fab with the underwater swim.
Yes,
and
you were a bit full on, darling.
I think I was going for effect. You know, I thought that was quite impressive. You know, the black guy down the swimming pool bit was quite impressed.
Yeah, I know.
From London,
from my point of view, it just looked like a sexy torpedo. From his point of view, like a bit more of an intimidating torpedo.
I think I might have stepped on her toes a little bit. Mm. I didn't mean to. She was absolutely stunning as well. I was trying to go for a cool entry. You know, like a bravo! Wow.
Yeah, you were trying to do the whole Bond girl sort of coming out of the water, and it
maybe rather... I looked like a bit of a flirt as well. Like,
never. Yeah. Never. You did the whole hair swish. It was fine.
Yeah, that would have knocked him out.
It was funny. I'll give you that. It was funny.
Trying to improve the lungs, you see.
Yeah. We ended up chatting to a couple in the middle of the upper field. Actually, he approached us at the cabin first, and then took us over to meet his lovely lady, and we sat and talked there for a bit.
Yeah. We had actually that guy who came over and spoke to us in the cabin, had actually, we'd seen him before a couple of weeks ago during the day.
Yeah.
With her as well. Mm-hmm. It was the same lady. Yes, and we played with them, didn't we? Down the lower field for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, we went and wandered off.
Well, it was
off.
More fucking each other beside, but I went down on her.
Yes.
For about 12 minutes.
That's a very precise
time. I know, yeah. 12, 13 minutes to be fair. It wasn't long enough.
Never is.
Quite impressively how she made him come.
Yeah.
By the soft strokes of her hand. And the coconut oil that she impressively packed in her bag and took with her to see her get it out.
Well, no, I didn't. But obviously.
Coconut oil, she put all her hands on it, and then she was wanking his lovely 9-inch member and just sucking the end of it and then wanking it, and it just came all over her chest. And another guy came over.
Joined in?
No, tried to, and she turned him down. She's like, sorry, I've got to relax now. I've had my bit. Can you, you know, he's the one that came to us.
Oh, I thought he
for the photo shoot.
When I rejoined, I thought he'd already been in.
No, he attempted. He started to have it away with her mouth, so to speak. Without sounding it crude, her mouth. Yeah, yeah. I thought it could have got a bit interesting, to be fair. But of course, he had already come, so unless he's a proper repeater, you know.
Then Saturday night started to wind down. I think everyone... Sunday night began to wind down.
Everyone disappeared. It was as if we were the only people there. And then just as we came out from the pool, because we'd been in there for a bit more, there was something happening.
Oh, yeah, there was a photo shoot going on at the club, wasn't there?
Yes, there was a very photo shoot.
Very lovely couple. Sorry, a couple of girls.
Ladies.
Oh, yes, ladies.
Very sexy ladies.
And a gentleman who were taking advantage of facilities to do a photo shoot, and we, well, basically sat back and letched.
Yeah, and I feel genuinely really sorry, because the couple we had been speaking to for a good hour and a bit, and then proceeded to have some playtime with on the lower field, I was pretty ignoring them, because I was too busy lecturing over the two very tall,
very hot,
brunette, hot, beautiful ladies in see-through killer porn heels jumping on swings. I mean, I didn't mean to ignore them.
You're very deep, my darling. You're
I am quite deep, to be fair. I would have liked to have been dope.
Filth bag.
Oh, it was a bit of suspension tension, though, when they got up on the swing together. Yes. I was like, oh, God, there's going to be an accident in a minute.
Yeah.
They were, like, wobbling.
I'm sure the pictures were great.
I so want to see those pictures.
I don't know how.
Yeah, but it was actually a really nice weekend. And to be fair, since COVID happened, you know, all the clubs are really struggling to kind of get a good bit of income. And to be fair, some of the other clubs aren't even open. DV8's not open yet. Ab Fabs is not even open yet.
Bristol Gardens isn't open yet.
Yeah, so there's so many that are still absolutely shut, you know. So the ones that can keep afloat by serving food and a bistro and a good menu, as well as accommodation, they're doing generally well. So yeah, it's good that people are supporting their clubs again and coming out. Yeah. But I think the reason why the nights were so quiet is because people are still scared because of COVID.
Yes. Well, to be fair, there's all the reason in the world to be scared over COVID.
Absolutely.
It's just you have to be sensible about these things. You can't let current circumstances control how you live your life.
Well, everyone did for 4 months, didn't we?
Yes.
That's because lockdown happened and Boris did that, you know, you can't go out of the house. But to be fair, you know, we know how the virus is kind of...
Transmitted.
Transmitted, and how it is attacking people in certain groups, you know. So, provide you take your vitamin C and you're fit.
We all have to be sensible.
Yeah.
We can't pass it on to anybody. We can't spread it about. But as swingers, we're used to not passing anything on or spreading anything about. We're used to taking safety measures.
And using protection. So, you know, we're used to wearing condoms. Why not a face mask?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think there's much else really we need to discuss about the weekend.
No. I mean, Sunday night we had a lovely cabin in the woods experience because we were the only people staying
there. We were the only ones there, yeah. But don't forget, people, we are still really new to this whole podcast thing. So, and we're quite vibrant and, you know, quite out there people.
Hyper
people, yeah. I tell you what, though, what we are going to finish with this, it's nothing to do with Eureka's.
Oh, we're not doing this, are we?
Oh, yes,
no, no,
please,
no, no,
come
no,
on.
No, no, no.
Oh, come
no.
on. We'll give people out there while we're
no.
so... Oh, right. Okay, right, yeah, so...
So we had a lovely, relaxing Monday morning at the club because I had the day off work.
Yeah, we had originally booked 4 days off, hadn't we?
Yes.
Well, the Friday and the Monday,
yes.
So we had a nice long weekend. And...
So packed the emptied the cabin out in good order.
Yeah.
Made it tidy because you've always got to, you know, leave things just as you found them.
Yeah, and Paul's very good at that. He took the sheets off,
no,
and emptied the bin.
I just like to make sure that everything's tidy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's just the way I am.
Yeah, but yeah. So this isn't... Please don't misconstrue this little episode as the genuine review of the club. Because it's not.
This
we're
going to
do an in-depth.
This is why I was trying to be not too in-depth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do the next episode.
Yeah, we
love the place. Yeah, we're going to concentrate on it.
We're not biased on it. We've been going there many years.
Yeah.
So the review we'll do on the place will be totally honest.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, obviously the owners of the club have okayed it. And the owners of the club know that, you know, we are impartial. We're independent. We cannot just stick with one club. So we're going to cover all of them. We can't, you know.
Yeah.
We love all the clubs. They're all different and brilliant in their own ways. But Eureka's has got a special place in Paul's heart. And yeah.
Pleasures has a special place in yours.
Yeah,
we accept this.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's a beautiful place to
and
go
I have
and stay.
To say, VA has a special place in both our hearts.
Yes, VA does. Because we experienced that together, didn't we?
Yes, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. But yeah, so sorry if it's been a little bit erratic and we've kind of gone on tangent a bit. We're both knackered. Mm. It's 12:15. It is boiling hot in the minute. It's 30 degrees and it's 12 o'clock at night and it's seriously really, really hot. So yeah, but hopefully we've given you a good...
Hope at least you've taken from this that we had a really good weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Fantastic weekend at Eureka's. So yeah, thank you.
Cheers, guys. You had a great weekend.
Hope you guys had a good weekend as well.
Hope to hear you on the next one. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we enjoyed making it.
If you're already on the scene, we hope you enjoyed it. If you're new to the scene, we hope we helped you. And if you're just merely being nosy and just listening, we hope we helped to whet that appetite of yours.
We hope we didn't cause any offence to anybody listening. And remember, we're just doing this for fun. If you want to contact us, contact our website. You'll find it wherever you found this podcast. So it's goodbye from Paul.
And it's goodbye from Charlotte.
We hope to see you again on the next UK
Swinging
Lifestyle
Podcast.